Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today we are talking to a new member of the Arc of Indiana team, Andy Kirby, Associate Executive Director of the Arc of Indiana and Executive Director of the Arc of Indiana Foundation, which employment opportunities for people with disabilities, including opportunities through the Erskine Green Training Institute. I was able to meet Andy a few months ago, and to say he is an asset to our team and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet is an understatement. I couldn't be more proud to work with him. He told me in November that whenever I wanted to do an interview for the podcast, he would be willing. Well, today seems to be a good day for an interview, don't you think? Yes, it is. I have just the guy, Mr. Andy Kirby. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Michelle. Very nice to be here, and I'm excited to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. The view from your window is an exciting one, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
The view from your window is an exciting one. So happy to have you here. You are the newest member of the Arc of Indiana, and you came from the Arc of Greater Boone County. Tell me about your interest and how it started in the disability.
Sure. I had an interest in this field for a long time. I began in this field way back in 2004, and it's hard to believe it's been that long, at Carey Services in Marion, Indiana, which is an IDD provider, a relatively large one, who does a lot of very good work. And so they're an ARC chapter, the ARC of Grant and Blackford County, and it was not too long after I graduated from college. I was born and raised in Terre Haute, Indiana, home of Special Olympics, which is kind of where I got introduced to this field.
Yes.
So found my way to Indiana Wesleyan University in Marion, mm-hmm. and didn't really know what I wanted to do. I had a degree in business administration. And I knew that I liked working with kids, I liked sports, and I kind of liked the not-for-profit world. So that attracted me to an organization in Marion called the Boys and Girls Club of mm-hmm. Grant County.
Sure.
So I did that for about 3 years, and it went well. I enjoyed the not-for-profit component of what we did, so I knew that was kind of the direction that I wanted to go.
Sure.
But things changed there, and administratively, it wasn't really what I wanted anymore. So I was looking for different opportunities. Like I said, I'd been introduced to individuals with developmental and intellectual disabilities before when I was in Terre Haute. So I thought that could be an option. And Carey Services is the community-based provider in Marion. Mm-hmm. Seemed like a pretty good option. And so I knew their CEO a little bit. We were the Boys and Girls Club and Carey Services are both United Way agencies in Grant County, so I knew him. And knew they had a position open for sales and marketing of the production area, the sheltered workshop at Carey. So I applied, talked to a few people, and was given that opportunity.
Well, and talk about why you wanted specifically to work with people with disabilities. I mean, that's kind of a field that people are like, I don't know if I really want to.
Sure.
Why was it such an interest?
You know, that's a really good question, Michelle, because I talk about that issue with a lot of colleagues now, because not many of us who have been in this field for a long time sought it out intentionally, right? So it ends up becoming something that you kind of fall into,
sure.
and then you fall in love with it. And you're not stuck, for sure, but it's certainly a field and an industry that you don't want to leave. And that's kind of what happened to me. So going back to my time at Carey, I got there and it was new to me. Mm-hmm. I'd been around a limited number of individuals that we were providing services to. And so I didn't know them well, and I wasn't sure what to expect. But it didn't take long to be operating in that world and getting to know people and developing relationships. Mm-hmm. That I fell in love with what we were doing there. So I had been at Carey for about a year and was given an opportunity then to get away from the sales and marketing component and dig a little bit more deeply into some of the more programmatic and administrative functions at the organization. Mm-hmm. So I was the director of their compliance and performance improvement quality assurance program. So that was great because it gave me an opportunity to get to know the programs more intimately and also the regulations that we were being held to by the state and by other accreditation bodies. So did that for a while, and it was then that I really fell in love with it. So then I started to chart my course, and I thought, wow, this is a field that I can see myself having as a career. I know what I want to do, and this is it. And so I started being very intentional then about positions within the organization and leadership opportunities and other ways to broaden my skill base so that I can make an impact in this industry.
Well, and you have, because when you left the Arc of Boone County to come to us, in your fair letter, you said, your farewell letter, you said the opportunities that we were offering you, especially with our Erskine Green Training Institute and all of these things, were what drew you to us. But what are these things, what do you want to do as far as moving forward with EGTI and all these opportunities you have?
Yeah, that's another good question. And as a professional in an industry, you hope to find a career, and I believe that's what I've done. And your many stops along the way kind of shape that for you. So from Cary, I was at Bonavista Programs in Kokomo. From Bonavista, then I went to the ARC of Greater Boone County as their executive director. And what a tremendous opportunity that was. And I did create a farewell letter to them, and it mentioned a lot about culture and how much I would miss them, because as a provider and as an organization, the staff and the individuals there are just beyond amazing. And I know that there are many good days to come for that group. So it's a growing, dynamic organization with a lot of good things coming in the future. So they left a mark on me. I hope that I left a mark on them. But then that was my next step to get here to the Arc of Indiana. And I'm very happy to be here. I'm helping out administratively with what we do at the Arc of Indiana, and then leading the Arc of Indiana's foundation as its executive director. So one of the parts of that job that was very appealing to me was what's happening with the Erskine Green Training Institute. So I'm very glad that you brought that up. As a professional in this field, of course, I knew what the Erskine Green Training Institute is.
Sure.
And I'd heard the good stories, and I had heard about the outcomes and how effective and successful we had been at getting stuff done. So that naturally drew me. I've always been a proponent of community-based employment. Mm-hmm. I know how important that is for the individuals that we serve. And I thought there was no better way to make sure that we were getting the outcomes that we wanted than to utilize some type of post-secondary educational opportunity to get our individuals on the right track toward the type of employment they wanted. So that was very appealing to me. And I knew that there were some challenges, some fundraising issues, and some operational things that I could help them with. The curriculum was set. That was good, and there were no issues there. And the outcomes as a result of that have been amazing. But what I hope to do is impact and affect change within the operational expectations and management of the foundation and of the institute, and we'll see how that goes.
Now let's talk about your focus on member and chapter development too, because having worked with a local chapter, and now you're here working at the state level for the ARC, what do you see as the important role for members of chapters and the ARC movement and how they're involved?
Well, I think that I bring a unique perspective to chapter membership because I've been with a chapter for so long in that role. So it's been unique, and the differences between the two have been more significant than I expected when I made that transition. So I think that what I can bring is an understanding and knowledge of what organizations and chapters are going through. Mm-hmm. So I am very familiar with the challenges they face. And one of the ones that we talk about, no matter where I go, and I've been here now since November, and I've been able to get out and visit a few chapters. I think I'm up to five now. My goal is to visit all of them.
Good.
I did not give myself a timeline on purpose because Indiana's a bigger state than you expect.
It's hard.
So I have visited five, and each stop along the way so far, I've been told that the workforce issue is the number one issue facing each individual chapter. And I know that when I was in Boone County, that was one of the top priorities for us as well, was to figure out how we're going to find and then retain good quality, qualified staff to help take care of the people that we serve.
Sure. And in November, we had the conference, and you're the new eyes coming in November. Right. But how did the conference impact you? I mean, obviously, people were telling you about their chapters and what the ARC has meant to them and all of this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But what was on their minds when you met them and talked to them?
Yeah, I think they want an ear. So how it impacted me, it's not a bad deal when you start a new job in San Diego, California.
Not bad at all.
So day one, you know, it was a lot warmer and a lot sunnier than where I was in Indiana. But it was a great conference and a good opportunity to get out. And again, from a different perspective, learn from individual chapter leaders what their organizations are going through. And,
sure.
And I think the conversation was different. We talked about things that we probably wouldn't have talked about before, from one agency exec to another.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it just gives me the ammunition and the information I need to go out and impact this field directly through what we can do for our chapters.
I appreciate that. Now, let me ask you, because I loved this part of your farewell letter, and I'm going to read it from my questions, because you had mentioned that there was a culture from the ARC of Boone County that allowed you to accomplish the certain goals that you had outlined for yourself. So now you're here, you're talking about EGTI, you're talking about the ARC of Indiana Foundation. Is there a culture to you now here that is starting to take shape? Where you want to take that culture, I guess, as you move forward.
Right. So this is an awesome opportunity for me, because I believe that the culture that has already been implemented is very, very strong. So when I went to the Institute for the first time as an employee,
yeah, it was kind of life changing.
Right. Absolutely. So I got an opportunity to sit down and meet with the Institute staff. And they're just a tremendous group. So there's a culture there now that includes fun and creativity and openness and effective communication and teamwork. And all of those things would be the things that I would be looking to implement if I didn't see them before. So I'm not going to say that we're perfect here right now. But we're awfully close, and we're certainly on track to make a significant difference in the state of Indiana for the people that we serve.
Andy Kirby, I just cannot say enough good about you. I say that you are one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and that is not just because of this podcast. Thank you so much for your work, and it's so nice to have you here.
Absolutely, and I would say ditto about you. I feel the exact same way. You do a tremendous job. And you give a voice to individuals who may not necessarily have it and a broader audience for them to speak to. So I would say keep up the good work. And again, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, my friends. And thank you for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.